Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and tonight is our special night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So we'll be going there probably in a couple of minutes. We'll first get everybody heart-centered so that you can have this wonderful experience. And this part of the program, when we go to the Light Ship, will only work for those who are listening live on the BBS network here. So let's do the mind-to-heart drop. Going to command your spirit to take your thoughts that's normally up in your head and bring those down to your heart center. And to do so, I count from 10 to 1 backwards. Here we go. So feel the energy drop down. And when you're in your heart, you can't have a negative thought or a positive thought because you can't be in judgment when you're with your spirit. Light does not judge light or any manifestation. Here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel like you're in your heart. Remember, when you're in your heart center, you cannot have a negative or positive thought because you're in the moment. And when you're in the moment, you can't have any judgment. So, here we go. Let's go to the Light Ship, everybody. So, if you're listening to this program on an archive, we'll bring in some peace energy right now for you. Bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. Just scroll down, you know, maybe an inch or so, depending on your monitor size, maybe 2 inches. Bring up the light beam. We're going to put peace energy into the light beam. It'll come in instantly. As I use the word stronger to invoke the energy. Remember, everything has to be commanded to have it work. So here we go. I'm going to command the energy, so stronger. And this will be the male light beams tonight. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you can bring up your animals and pets. You can bring up your plants and flowers, garden, trees. And we're getting ready to go up. Remember, you're going to be bilocated out of time. Your physical body will leave here. But you won't know that because you're still going to feel like you're here. You're being taken up when you're not here in the time-based reality. Remember, you're being turned off and on and off and on. Just like the light bulbs and your lamps in your house. And you won't realize, and you don't realize when they're turned off, and they always look like they're lit up. And that's the same way that your eyesight perceives that you're never not here. So here we go. We're going up to the light ship. And I'll count to five. You're going to feel this energetic link around your body. Here we go. So you want to request one particular physical healing. Has to be physical. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And right off the bat, we're being counseled by the light beams. We have a body scan already done on us. And we're selecting our different doctor teams to be working with us in this short session here. And you're at free choice to which particular team you are actually working with. I can only see normally one team at a time, so that's what I'll be bringing forth here. But you could be in many different rooms in the light ship at one time here in the present moment. So let's go to the first room, and we're doing a room for, it looks like, blood pressure. So if you have any concerns there, request a healing. And we're also having a circulatory clearing. So here we go. You're going to feel energy probably come into your body. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to go into the orange room. The orange room has wonderful healing energies. And here we go into this room, bringing this energy to us here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into the centrifuge room. This room is used to help eliminate addictions, maybe some kind of habit patterns that we might have, and robotic type of energies too a little bit here. So here we go. The room is silver, spinning. And as you think of what you may want to have released from you, you may see like a little cloud going from your body to the walls of this centrifuge room. So do ask for a healing, and it can be also a physical thing. So here we go. This energy now is being released from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next, we're going to a room where they have the fern energy. The room is sort of like a rainforest with lots of ferns, a moist room. You might see like a fog energy in there. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in some more of that energy for blood pressure and your circulatory clearing here. And here we go. This is also on the website, which is the circulatory clearing. This is a little sample of it. You might feel your blood running much smoother inside of your body. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to go into a room which has the butterflies. Again, you want to request your one healing here. And here comes the butterflies to help you. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into the room that has penguins. And another room where there's water, which has the golden whales. So we'll bring the energies in here for both of those. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And our next room we're going into is a room that has the large camels. Again, request healing. And stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room where they have the silver water. And we're swimming inside the silver water right now. You might feel the energy around your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So look for maybe one or two requests on the fast chat here. And then from there, we'll come back from the light ship. I will go into a room now where they have the ladybugs and request healing there also. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room where they have the white light room. That's on the fast chat. And on our workshop today, we brought in different oxygens and actually had a special attunement so we could actually breathe a cleaner oxygen and have less breath. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll get some goat energy coming. That's requested too. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And the goat energy could be the golden whales. And we're also in the golden waterfall room. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll bring in some peace energy from the light ship. Here it comes down to you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And for those of you who might be cold this evening, we'll go into the hot tub rooms. And you can also request to have your body temperature increase slightly if you'd like to be a little bit warmer. And here we go. Bring that energy to us. So one, two, and this has the pink gel on it right now, a thick gel coating around your body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's go into one final room here, and we'll go on to where the koala bears are. So here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll come back from the light ship now. So we're thanking the doctor teams for working with us. Coming back down. Remember, the healings are between you and the light being doctors. Coming back down right now. I'll count to five. Here we come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, which is Annika. So are you out there, Annika?
Yes, I'm out here. So great to be on, and very relaxing and so healing to experience the light ship. And welcome, everyone. If you are new to this show and you haven't experienced this before, Saturdays are when we get a sample of this. So it's a very special evening when we get to go to the light ship. And Ron has several times during the week that we can actually go to the lightship, and you might have heard that on Sundays we have had a few 8-hour intensive conference calls, and tomorrow is one of those 8-hour calls again. And Ron, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, these are the calls that are very, very beneficial to help your body release these alien life forms, these energetic life forms that are invisible, that are living within us. And we could do a sample here. There's also a couple of BBS programs on the drop-down box on the top of the website, creationlightship.com. And these are older shows, maybe a couple of years or so ago. But we'll try this right now for all of you. So the most common one that people have is the octopus energy, but I'll kind of skip over that one. Let's go into one of them that is the snake energy that lives inside of your body, and this kind of wraps around your internal organs. So here we go. We'll take out one of the snake energies here. Remember, there's lots of these, so we'll take out the white snake first. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. That one's released. And we'll get a few more of these. There might be a few dozen there, but we'll get out maybe four or five of these. Okay, another one's coming out. There we go. One more. And one more. Okay. And another one out. We'll do the black snakes now. And here we go. Coming out. And one, two, three, and four, and just kind of see how your body is responding. And we'll get out the poison now that they gave you. Remember, if they live in you, they're not supposed to be there, so they have poisons to your body, okay? They can get stored in fatty tissue. So here we go. See what we can do to get rid of this here. And you're in quarantine right now, actually on the light ship as we're doing this process here. And here we go. Poison's being released. And next is the waste products. Okay. And the next one here is the dead carcasses. Maybe you can be a walking alien graveyard. Here we go. Remember, the aliens don't always like each other, and they can battle inside of you. And when one dies, maybe you get a fever or something for a while. You don't know what you're dealing with, why you're not feeling right, and all of a sudden you get better. That's because this thing may have had problems inside of you during the dying process. Okay, here we go. That's released. Next one we're going to get out of you to help you out. Remember, there's lots of these. This is just a sample. Little Band-Aid that we put on you here to show you what it's like. We'll get ones that are inside of your ears, okay? Little critters in your ears. Here we go, coming out. Okay. And yes, the snakes sometimes go into your stomach area. Yes, uh-huh. And maybe intestines. Okay, here we go. Getting more of these out now, out of your ears. Maybe your ears are popping now. Maybe your ears are draining, possibly. Maybe you're starting to hear, actually, a little better. Being released. There we go. Get the ones out of your sinuses now. These are kind of similar. Okay. And here we go. Let's get one of these out that is related to your saliva, okay? They live in your saliva. Get these out. Here we go. Wonderful. That feels great. And next you'll work with ones that are underneath your skin. Okay. Maybe your skin could be crawling. This could be what it is. So here we go. Under your skin. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Got that released. And let's do just one more here. We'll get the ones that are basically on your forehead. These are the scarab energies. And they probably connected to us back in the Egyptian times here. This is why you don't want to do, say, time traveling back in the past or bring forth energies of the sacred rites and teachings of people from the past. Because you may get yourself caught up in these energies that are not living now, but they were then. So you're brought into a parallel lifetime and you time travel back to visit these sites, and you could have lots of problems. So here we go. Get rid of the scarabs on your forehead. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So let's maybe we can do a robotic clearing. That sound okay with you tonight, Annika?
Oh yeah, that sounds really good. Actually, I really felt that on what you did the sample on the light ship. And yeah, if you have other comments, everyone, we love to read them. And thank you all of you who are sharing on there. So yeah, please go ahead, Ron. That sounds good.
Okay, so we'll do some robotic energies. So we'll go to the arms. Stephanie's asking maybe a clearing for the arms because she feels weak, and that could be a robotic program. So we'll take that away. So here we go. So this will take away the energy that's the interface outside of your body, which the aliens connect to. And it might be like your computer keyboard, okay? And from there, you have the robotic programs installed into you, in your DNA, and they're able to connect to you that way and control your thoughts and control your body. So here we go. Taking away this energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. We're dealing with the arms now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just see kind of how you're feeling now. And a question from Tony is one that I get all the time, sort of. People say, well, after they're gone, how can I protect myself? And then the other question is, why do I have these things now? And the basic answer is, when you're not in your body with your spirit, and your spirit's not connected to your cellular cells of your body on that type of level of consciousness where it's actually inside of your cells, then you're vulnerable to having these alien attacks done to you and these critters coming in. So I don't see very many babies having an alien attack problem because the spirit is there holding the space. So once you give up your space, and you give up your space by having physical pain, and also through having your DNA activated in your body, which starts you off on your, we'll call it your spiritual path here of walking your life, getting rid of judgments, then which is your karma in a sense. So once you start that path, then your spirit normally leaves for each occurrence that happens because the negativity is very strong and your spirit cannot stay in the negativity. You could use the word darkness, and it only knows light, so you actually force your spirit out of your body. And so by doing so, the only way to get it back is to have clearings done to get rid of this darkness energy from you and to clean out your DNA. This is what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago. And then that makes your spirit come more fully into your body. So the reason why people have problems is because your spirit is not in their body and making connection with the body. And being heart-centered is one thing. Nice to be heart-centered, but being heart-centered will not have your spirit connect to your body. It's just going into your heart, you know, in that area to allow you to have more communication with your spirit. So as you drop down with your mind to heart drop, you have that communication. But it will never help you ascend by doing that. So you must do the energy work like Jesus did 2,000 years ago, which is getting rid of your judgments out of your body, or to become a child again like you were when you're first born. So what I'll do for everybody, just to give you a rough idea here of what it was like when you were first born with your spirit with you, we'll put some placeholders in you, and we'll bring you up to 100% spirit energy. And what we're going to do is just count from maybe 10% of spirit energy and move up. And you're going to actually feel the energy change with you. And you're going to feel a little bit lighter. You may feel actually heavier as your spirit comes in, but you're going to have a different consciousness. And you're going to feel wonderful. So here we go. People who are, whatever you are, we're going to start at 10%. And when we hit the particular range of numbers where you are, then you're going to start to feel more energy coming into you. So we're going to begin at 10%. The placeholders cannot help you whatsoever. They'll just hold space. They cannot be commanded to do anything for you. They just hold space to allow you to feel what it's like when you were a baby born a long time ago. So here we go. Remember, Jesus said, to come into the kingdom, you have to be innocent like a child. So that's what that phrase typically stands for and what it means to you right now. You need to get rid of judgments. Babies don't judge. Here we go. They're innocent. So 10% we'll start off at, 15%, and 20%, 25, 30, 35, 40, and 45, and 50%. So a lot of you are probably feeling your body changing right now. If you don't feel it, that means that you're more than half in your body with what can come into you, okay? Here we go. So 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, and 96, 97, 98, 99, and 100. So this is how you would feel if you were able to have your body cleaned out of all of its densities so your spirit could be with you. So we'll let you experience that for the next half an hour. And this is why we have clearings on the website to help you do this. You're not powerful enough yourself, unfortunately, because of having a lot of density in you for the last 2,000 years to probably 4,000 years. Before that, your spirit was probably powerful enough to help you out. But right now, with all the negativity and the judgments and what you read on TV, read in the newspaper, CNTV, there's so much information out there. And every time you get a word, basically, you're having a word that could be in duality. So you're carrying judgment daily, collecting more of this stuff. So we'll see if our nice friend here, Annika, is on, our co-host tonight. So are you out there, Annika?
I am here still, yes. It's just, oh my gosh, I wish I could just stay here all the time. That feels so great when you're doing the placeholders there and bringing us up to 100%, which is obviously our goal and what the light ship comes in here to help us do and what you're here for, Ron, and to free us of all our judgments and getting our spirit fully into our body. And obviously we need to do a lot of clearings, and there has been a lot of darkness that we've accumulated and, you know, all that sort of stuff that we're dealing with. So one part of this, how to do this, is obviously through the clearings. And I wanted to mention the alien poison waste product and carcass removal, which is obviously a lot of what you do on the 8 hours that we have been working on with the light ship on Sundays, which is coming up tomorrow. And again, if you're not on and you want to get on, just email Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and you can come on tomorrow. It's absolutely fantastic. Even if you have to work and you can't be on the whole time or whatever, you have to work or something, that's okay. You will still have the benefit of having these things removed. So it's also up as a one-month clearing, $100 a month, and you can add 50 to get it as an unlimited clearing. There's also other ways to clear away more of this, another one that's just fantastic to do all the time, alien attack removals. Cannot recommend it more. It's the alien abductions removal, alien mind control removal, parasitic life form removal, which I saw some comments here about worms in our nose. Yuck, yes, it is. Snakes in our stomach. Yes, unfortunately, that is what we have here and are dealing with, and obviously there is a way to get it out of you. So go on the creationlightship.com page, and you can do these clearings 24/7 anytime that you want. So Stephanie was asking here about judgment. How do we actually get rid of judgments in addition to doing the clearings? So basically the judgments we do get rid of from the clearings. Right, Ron?
Yes, so the clearings are was created in a way that you can just come into the clearings with a certain type of emotion. And from there, that emotional type clearing, the first one to have, like I always say, is your whole lifetime clearing. and that should get rid of most of your stuff, you know, 90-95% of it, and you can start your life over again basically within a couple of days. One lady today mentioned to me, who was at our workshop, what she said is that she recommended a friend of hers to do the clearing because I guess the person, I think, was suicidal, if I'm not mistaken. If it wasn't suicidal, it was something very similar, maybe very, very, very depressed. So they did the clearing about 10 days ago, and she said that the person actually slept for about 4 days. You can imagine how much trauma they were under to have the body actually finally let down and for that long of time even. And when she woke up, she was like renewed again, we'll say, kind of like brand new. And I guess she was doing, I believe, probably massage work or something. So she got up and turned around and started doing all this you know, her life turned around, sort of handing out her business cards, and I guess she's fully charged up now, raring to go. And this is kind of what happens. So you get like a new lease on life, we'll say. And this is really what probably Jesus meant, or what the Christians talk about it as being reborn again of the spirit. Because once you have that emotional clearing, your spirit is able to come more fully into your body. So that's the benefit of that. But you know, what it does, it takes away your stuff. So what we're going to do is have you think of a situation, and then we'll do a clearing to maybe help possible maybe addictions or maybe mind looping or something, maybe a robotic clearing. So they're all kind of similar. But think of a situation that you've been dealing with that's haunting you, or something that when you think about a person in your life, you know, maybe your stomach turns or twists, or you have a physical reaction to that person. And it could be anybody. It doesn't matter if it's somebody that's current or maybe somebody maybe 40 years ago. It makes no difference. So here we go. Think of that scenario, that incident, that scene, whatever they did to you or you did to them. And here we go. And it's cleared. And next, we'll do another one. Think of it here. Remember, the light ship will never clear from you anything unless you actually come forward to request a healing, because it sees you in pure perfection. So think of a next issue. Here we go. Cleared, and it's gone. We'll do one more for everybody. Here we go. And there we go. That one's gone, too. So you should feel your body more relaxed. And that means that you got rid of the situation that was causing your body problems. Remember that those problems, one of those problems that you have by just living life, going through your baggage, your stuff, will actually kill you. So, you know, which one's going to do that? Which one is going to do it first? And this is why you want to have this clearing and to, you know, have a better life. That's the main thing, along with helping you, you know, with your clearings for ascension. And this is the most important one to start off with. I guess we could do a robotic clearing. So here we go with this here. We'll repeat that. So we're going to clear some more energy away from you. And we'll work with one where maybe we deal with our fingers here. Maybe the aliens want you to hurt your fingers some way. That's a possibility. Some people even have had the situation, I guess they're called scratchers, and those people keep scratching their body not knowing why, okay? So this could be the aliens controlling you from the beyondo, making you cause harm to your body. And it can also be entities, but we'll do the robotic clearing first. So here we go. So I'll count to 10, get rid of this robotic energy from your fingers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's do another one. We'll do one for judgment. Then we'll do a clearing for entities. So maybe you have some judgment stored on your body, and the aliens somehow maybe are using it to move your fingers around. You know, they can do different things. So let's try a judgment clearing for your fingers. This may sound pretty strange, but let's just try this. You never know what happens. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do entities that could be attached to your fingers, making you do certain things with them. Here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to release the entities. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so just see if your fingers feel a little different. And what we'll do next is, since we're talking about aliens and stuff, I want you all to think back between, you know, maybe right now and go back about 2 years in the past. And your body will tell you this here. So this is more of your body communicating with you, and it will come into your thoughts. So I want you to figure out what alien race has caused you the most harm right now, okay? And you may not even know the name. So if you just see an alien race out there that pops up instantly, we're going to see if we can do some elimination here of these, because they should not be here, okay? So this is going to be like a timeline crash for this particular race, in a sense, that's causing you harm. So this is taking away your free will, what they're doing to you. So just think of something, some race that you know your body does not like. And here we go. Do a timeline crash on these here. This will only work one time live on this. And by all means, you cannot do a timeline crash yourself doing this right now. So I'm just going to do this to show you how powerful the timeline crashes are. Here we go. So counting to 10 a few times. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A few more times here to play it safe, to get more of these released from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So these timelines could crash within the next 10 minutes to probably about 3 hours. So you're going to feel a change after each one of these has crashed. And hopefully you're going to have some relief for what they're doing to you. You can also go on the website for, I think, $10 a week, $30 for the month, and do the alien attack portion that Anika was talking about earlier. And that's very beneficial also. And it's a long page, but believe me, it's some people's best friend to give assistance, because you can leave the light being up for 8 hours, helping to protect you at night from the attacks that the aliens do. And you may say, how do I know if I'm under attack? I haven't heard this program ever before, and what's Ron talking about? Well, if you're laying in bed and your body suddenly jerks, maybe before you go to sleep or after you're asleep, that means that they're more than likely putting pins into your feet or into your legs. And if you ever watched a baby, you know, crying and trying to jump around in the mother's arms, guess what? Okay, so they try to go into your meridians on your feet to cause you harm. And that's just the way they work. Why and how, I don't know, but that's what we've uncovered, okay, and discovered. So if you're living with somebody in the same bed as you and they're jerking all night long, well, the aliens like them probably, they find them, you know, more attractive than you typically, so feel yourself fortunate. But you can always have the person move to a different location, and maybe they won't find them for a while. So that's what happens. If your body is jerking and jumping around, then that's the case. What's been happening with myself more recently, before the Japanese, you know, problems there with the alien attacks on them, I've been getting just very little sleep. So I'll wake up, and there'd be so much energy around my body that it's like it's daytime, you know. And here I am maybe getting 2 to 3 hours of sleep a night, and I'm wondering how come I'm awake, you know, maybe at 2 to 3 in the morning till maybe 5 or 6 when I would like to be sleeping. So at first it's kind of frustrating because you just can't get to sleep, and there's so much energy in your body, and know that you're tired. Well, what it is, a light chip is coming to you, if that's happening to you also, and it's protecting you from a lot of the attack energies. So it's there to help you, but you may think that it's a real negative thing because you're losing your sleep. So I've been functioning quite well with this here. Last night I went to bed about 1:30. I'm in New York right now, and it's getting close to 1 o'clock now, and I got up kind of early. So I'm doing pretty well. I had actually 2 good nights of sleep since I've been here in maybe 3 weeks. But normally it's, you know, typically about 3 hours a night. So a lot's going on. And if you have that same condition where you go to sleep and you go, man, I'm normally sleeping, you know, for maybe like 6 to 8 hours or something, and you're only getting like maybe 2 or 3, but you still function perfectly fine. It's quite interesting. And that's because a light ship is there protecting you, and you could be having possible alien attacks going on to you. For myself, I'm probably actually more so out doing work, and the energy is so strong where I'm working that it's coming back to my body here. But, you know, both things could be happening. So hopefully you're feeling better, everybody. I'm going to bring in some white light, and then we'll put Annika back on. So here we go. Here's the white light energy from the light ship. This is a true white light, not the white light of the light of the darkness. There's a difference there. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll do one more timeline crash here. Donna says she feels a little uncomfortable, so we're going to do that right now. And that's probably because these races are not very happy. So here we go. More timeline crashing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So the energy should be balancing out now. And we'll see if Annika's on here. So Annika, are you still out there?
I am still here. I'm just really enjoying this. It's a really good one. I love all the samples you're doing, Ron. It's fantastic. And wanted to also mention, robotic mechanical body program clearing is clearing also online, and it's 1 month usage for that, and it's $100, and you can upgrade that one to an unlimited, and it has so much on there too, which is an incredible clearing to do. If you go to recommended healings, you will also find some of the other ones that Ron was mentioning, the timeline crash, and also entity clearing, we were talking about that. The alien attack removal, which is that page that at least I can't live without right now, and have been fortunate enough to be doing that all the time, and it's just very important to me. Also, we mentioned judgment clearing, and that is a whole life clearing. And if you put in judgment under the search part up above the page, there, I'm not getting up there, but it's either if you just put in a search for a healing and you put in judgment, you will get it there. So all these clearings are online. And I don't know if you did entities. Kathy was mentioning that she's been really attacked and had something happen to her face this week. So I don't know, Ron, if we actually did that. I think you said you were going to do that.
Did that with the hands. We'll do some more here. So since you mentioned face, we'll get the entities that are attaching to your face. Okay. Remember, they'll attach to you through pain or past pains. So here we go. Maybe you're seeing a condition and with your face, and they can also come to you with that, you know, like a judgment as you're judging yourself. So here we go. We'll get entities off of your face. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's now do another clearing. And we'll do a sample clearing for the judgment. This clearing is only for people who are very, very critical. I don't think we use the term judgment a lot, you know, when I explain things, but the judgment clearing is really for somebody who is super critical. And there may not be too many people listening that way. So
it'd be good for a partner.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. So judgment clearing. And what I'll do is have you also, if you have like a partner, a boss, or somebody that's judging you or is very critical, it will work for them, too. I'll just do you and somebody else. Okay? And see how that person responds to you. Remember, this is just a sample, but it will probably take about, you know, 2 to 3 days to work. It could happen tomorrow, too, because they're probably going to be sleeping tonight. But just see how they act maybe Monday or Tuesday. And just see if some of that energy of being critical is released from them. So here we go. Judgment clearing. Stronger. And just think of the person's name. That's all that you have to do right now, because the spirit will be contacted instantly and the clearing will help. And it actually helps the spirit too, because the spirit can be more integrated with that body. Remember, it can't come into judgment or negativity. So here we go. Whippy. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and I got a testimonial that came through, and the person has been on a few of the different conference calls that we have, and somehow their nose became swollen, you know, a couple of years ago for whatever reason it was, okay? So they kind of requested to have the nose maybe put back to the way it was before whatever happened to it, and sure enough, the nose, you know, looks like it used to probably a couple of years ago. So that's a nice testimonial, because they will do that for you. When they do cosmetic things like this, you know, you're up talking to the doctors on the light ship, and, you know, you do get results sometimes. So it's very nice to actually have that testimonial. So that's wonderful. And boy, our time is getting close to an end too here. What else can we do here, Annika? We got probably about 5 minutes at the most here.
Uh-huh. I don't know if we have any sample for a grief clearing that can work that shortly. I don't know. Ren was asking.
Yes, okay. Here we go, grief clearing. So think of your issue. We'll just see what we can do. A lot of times the grief could be infinite sadness. We have that on the website too. And that's designed for people who, you know, maybe somebody is no longer living and they don't know what to do because, you know, their heart's broken. But here we go. Infinite sadness, grief. So, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's the infinite sadness clearing. Remember, a lot of the clearings on the website, typically, you know, they're not needed. And they only came about because we needed to do something because somebody requested to have a more in-depth clearing because their problem was more specific to themselves and maybe a more personal problem. So we created these clearings. So the infinite sadness one, like we just got through doing, which you could call grief. There might be a grief clearing, but I think it's under infinite sadness, only because a few people really wanted that clearing. They just kept feeling like they couldn't get out of their own way, and their energy was very low. So, and they always felt sad. So that's why that one's on the website. Let's do one more clearing here. Since that came up, we'll do a seven-generational one of that. We'll go back seven generations just briefly here and just see what happens. So see if you feel like you need this. Normally, you don't need seven-generational clearings, especially for this one, but just we'll find out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you probably are not feeling this seven generational clearing for infinite sadness, okay? Let's do a spirit infusion for everybody. And I'll leave the space holders in you for a little bit longer tonight. Let's leave them in until, we'll just say, 3 hours from now. Okay, so straight up on the hour, they'll be with you. That way you can go to sleep feeling the way you should be feeling daily. So bring in some beautiful energy here. Bring in some light energy. So stronger, 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 and this is peace. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So our show looks like it's coming to a close. We'll have our special 8-hour alien critter body rejuvenation tomorrow. It starts at 10 o'clock. Pacific Standard Time, and that's naturally 3 hours later, which is 1 o'clock Eastern. And it is a long call. It sounds long now when you talk about it, but it goes by very, very quickly because you're in the moment. And you feel better afterwards. So anything else we need to add out there, Annika?
Just wanted to say thank you. Everybody's commenting here on the fast chat. So interesting. And yes, it seems like everybody's feeling this. Everybody seems so aware. And I just wanted to say thank you to all who are on here. And thanks for all that you do, timeline crashing and whatever else we are doing with you, Ron. And thank you for being with us.
Hey, you're very welcome. Thank you. So, everybody, our next BBS program will be Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. So hope to see you then, and I'll just say blessings to all of you. Enjoy the peace energy, and, you know, take notes how it feels to be in your body basically all the way here. So you're at 100%. You probably won't drop down below 90, okay? That still feels very, very good. So you have another 3 hours to experience this here. So I'll say blessings to all of you and have a very good evening. And good night, everybody.
Good
blessings
night
to you all.
Bye.